And when it would be tapped, that would serve to explain, at least in my opinion, how vast numbers of Jews could defect in one generation from their religion. We'll see that in Eastern Europe, where the Haskalah and Zionism were in one generation able to overrun almost all of Eastern European Jewry, break the tradition of 1,000 years, simply because there was a resentment that existed. And when the moment comes that someone harnesses that resentment correctly, it can be employed for any purpose. President Marcos is a good example. Now, these two events in Amsterdam cast a shadow over this century, because this century, the 17th century, marks the beginning of the modern world. Great exploration, colonial empires, the world changes. The King of England loses his head. The divine right of kings is canceled. The beginnings of the democratic system in civilization take root, and a new economy comes into the world. And you have to understand that the Jews were very, very influential in the bringing about of the new economy. The new economy, which today we call capitalism or mercantilism, the system of the marketplace, whatever words we will use. There's a famous book that when I went to school, all freshmen in college had to read it, called Protestantism and the Rise of Capitalism. And the thesis of the book was that the fact that Luther broke the church and mounted the Protestant Revolution gave freedom to the marketplace, broke feudalism, broke the monopoly of the guilds and everyone else, and allowed the marketplace to come into existence, and therefore you have the rise of capitalism, the Industrial Revolution, the technological revolution, which the world has experienced in the last 3 centuries. And that was part and parcel of the Jewish experience. In the Dutch East India Company, the Jews were very heavy investors. Naturally, Jews found it difficult to hold high positions publicly, but behind the scenes, the Jews were extremely influential. In fact, it was the Jewish influence that made Holland a world empire. Very small country. For a period of time, Holland ranked among the leading colonial empires in the world. And the Jews were in the famous import-export business, which we all know about. I once had a very clever Polish Jew describe to me the import-export business as the fact that there's one box, he said, that is sent everywhere in the world, bought and sold. He said, if anybody stops and opens it, the business is over. You just got to keep on having it move about. Well, that's an oversimplification, but not by much. And the Jews were active, very, very active. The Jews were the chandlers for the ships. The Jews made Rotterdam and Amsterdam the main ports of the continent. The Jews moved down to Antwerp. The Jews established a diamond trade in Amsterdam, which was the first place in Europe that had a diamond trade. And the Jews dealt all over Europe through other Jews, which was good and it was bad. The Jews themselves gave birth to the idea of the international conspiracy of the Jews, because if a Jew in Amsterdam wanted to bring lumber from Lithuania, so he got a hold of the Jews in Lithuania to get a hold of the lumber. And more times than not, they were related. They had